Although the deer gun season is over and most of the state is snow covered, there's still plenty of hunting and trapping and other outdoor opportunities available. Assistant Wildlife Chief Bill Haas will go over some of those opportunities. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Bill, let's talk late season pheasant hunting first.
This year, you know, we have a fair amount of snow on the ground in certain places around the state, so it becomes pretty challenging. And so depending where you're at, there can be some great opportunities or some very challenging opportunities.
And you may just not be able to hunt all day. Maybe you pick a certain area and target that area and then call it a day.
Yeah, I think that's probably most realistic, because if you go out and walk through thigh deep snow for very long, you can only do it for so long. The dogs can only last so long. It's cold. You know, you have to prepare for it. Usually a hunt will be a couple hours for most people, and then call it a day.
Bill, that season, not only for pheasants, but grouse, partridge, mm-hmm. closes January 1st, 2023.
Right.
So we still have about a month left.
Yeah, there's plenty of time left. Although outside it feels like the dead of winter, at least right now here in Bismarck where we're at. But yeah, there's a lot of time left, and our pheasant numbers are, you know, doing pretty well. They're up, you know, around 10% from last year. So, you know, not at those historic highs that we had, but there's certainly plenty of opportunities out there. And northwest part of the state, the pheasant and upland game numbers are doing exceptionally well up there. So there's certainly plenty of opportunity up there. They, up till this point when we're taping, they haven't had as much snow as well. So,
Bill, I've been out quite a bit this fall. I've seen a lot of grouse. Mm-hmm. Grouse season is open as well.
Right. Yeah, they can be pretty tough to get close to late season. The tactics sometimes need to change, but I noticed that as well during this past gun deer season. I saw a lot of grouse on the landscape and some large flocks.
Let's move into waterfall. There are some late season opportunities mm-hmm. for waterfall as well.
Right, there is, and that can be also pretty fun. Of course, a lot of the state freezes over, but we have locations like Nelson Lake, the Missouri River system, that do stay open late into the year. So check the regulations for where you're at, and there's different closing dates, but along the Missouri River system goes till the end of the year, and geese aren't always here till then. It just depends on the year, how cold it gets, how much snow, but certainly an opportunity for that people like to take advantage of, and it can be really fun. There are also some mallards that stick around late, and sometimes you can find those, and that's a great experience as well.
Does the snow cover affect late season water, especially goose hunting?
Yeah, it really can. It's really the access into the fields, because late season we're talking field hunting. Typically not as much water hunting as earlier in the year when people are hunting sloughs and those type of things. So we're talking field hunting. And then also when the depth of snow gets too deep, then geese tend to want to move on as well, and so we don't have as many numbers, and then access into those fields with the pickup truck can become difficult. So the more snow we get, the colder it gets, you know, they start to move through a little sooner.
And fall turkey, if you got lucky enough to get a license for fall turkey.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, fall turkey, that can be really fun too. The birds do congregate, and I know sometimes landowners' tolerance can get a little testy when you get that many turkeys in their yard and they're yarding up in their farmyards and things like that. So that's an opportunity where oftentimes a person can get permission to hunt for fall turkeys, and that's a great way to help the landowners too, to keep those populations in check.
A lot of people archery hunt or deer bow hunt, mm-hmm. And that season's still open as well.
Right, that is as well, yeah. So there's a lot of seasons, and we start to go through it, and a lot of opportunities for people as well. And late season bow hunting can be a lot of fun, especially if you can find the day where it's funny how early in the fall you're thinking 30 degrees is freezing, but you get to 30 degrees in December, like, geez, this is a nice day, I gotta get out there. And a lot of people are using ground blinds just to stay warm, but certainly can, you know, sit on the ground or a tree stand or anything like that, but there's a lot of good opportunities. Of course, the deer tend to congregate, especially the way it appears our winter starting early. Gives a lot more opportunity for success too with that late season bow hunting opportunity.
Bill, fur bears. Let's talk fur bears. Mm-hmm. It's coyotes.
Coyotes. I don't know what you saw, but this past gun season, I saw a lot of coyotes. I don't know if that's what you saw as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yep.
Yeah, and I heard a lot, and then I've heard that from some landowners, and same thing. That's a great opportunity for somebody that wants to get out. Unfortunately, the fur prices aren't what they were in past years, but for those people that like to get out there and recreate, or maybe you want to, you know, tan some for yourself, or whatever, that's a great opportunity. And then also along with the hunting, you know, you can go out calling or whatever to hunt, but there's also opportunities to set cable devices or snares for them. Of course, when the snow gets deep, that can become sometimes pretty challenging, but there is, you know, different parts of the state, there'll be a lot of opportunity for snaring coyotes as well.
Sure, and trapping.
Or trapping, yep. Trapping can become pretty difficult when you have a lot of snow and checking them and freezing, but certainly is an option. Season's open, and in different parts of the state, it appears that we have a varying amount of snow depth across the state, so conditions are gonna vary greatly.
Bill, some people target mountain lions.
Mm-hmm.
That season open, it's kind of, there's split zones there. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so we've got two zones. So we have, you know, zone one is our, what we call like our primary habitat in the Badlands. And so that is zone one. The rest of the state we call zone two. And so that season's open all the way into March, and we don't have a quota on that. Zone one, we do have a quota. And so we recommend, or we tell people, check our website, that's up to date. To let you fill in, you know, you can check that to see, you know, where we're at with the quota.
Squirrels and rabbits.
Yeah.
People actually target squirrels and rabbits a lot in the wintertime.
Yeah, especially rabbits. It's not as common for people to target them, but for folks that are interested, it appears the cottontail rabbit population is doing pretty well this year. And then there certainly is squirrels too, and seem to be doing well for the folks that like to go out and harvest something different. It's just something different to go after.
Bill, there's some other additional opportunities on national wildlife refuges. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Some of those areas open up after gun deer season for upland game hunting, so pheasants and grouse. But check those regulations. They're very specific to portions of those refuges. But it's a great opportunity to open up some of these additional acres for the late season.
Bill, with snowmobiles on the landscape, track machines out having fun in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that, especially like on our wildlife management areas. You can't have snowmobiles there, is that correct?
Right, that's correct. And of course, we're supportive of people just getting out and having fun. And with the snow and landscape, you know, all those folks are definitely gonna be out and hitting the trails. And so we just remind people that to stay to the trails, whether that's public or private land, even private land, you get permission to drive off of the trail. On the public lands, we typically do not allow any off-trail driving. So, for example, our wildlife management areas, we occasionally have issues with people driving through the wildlife management areas, and you can't do that, and there's reason for that. You know, we want to keep the harassment and off-trail driving to a minimum, and same thing as during the regular hunting seasons. You have to stay on the trails, and so the same rules apply.
And it's illegal to chase wildlife.
We don't want people harassing wildlife with snowmobiles. Yeah, that's really what we're after, and we just encourage people to use common sense, stick to the trails, and have fun out there.
A lot of great information, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.